Is that the signal to go?
Yeah. Point.
Point and shoot.
I could go 3, 2, 1.
I'm sure that the listeners are loving the fact that you just clapped in their ears. What's up, guys?
Was that rhetorical?
I guess so. Oh, it's a Friday. It's fucking snowing.
It's a lazy Friday.
It's fucking snowing.
Yeah, it is.
Not only did it rain for the last 48 hours, but now, I don't know, there's like 4 inches in the ground.
No, 4 inches.
There's about
maybe
three.
Maybe two.
I don't care.
Either way,
it's
a lot of snow.
Like, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, wow. Kind of in denial that it was going to snow. And, you know, I put the flannel sheets on my bed. Flannel sheets, very clutch.
So good.
Very clutch. UGG has, I will mind you, everyone needs to go out to Bed Bath & Beyond before they
no
go out of business.
Ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No free ads. But they sell UGG sheets that are flannel. You have to wash them first. Otherwise, you have white fuzzies everywhere in your apartment or your house. But super clutch.
Noted. I almost said knighted.
Noted?
Like Paul McCartney knighted. Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. Friday. It's almost Halloween. Halloween's canceled. Election is canceled. 2020 is canceled.
I think the election is canceled.
No,
I'm just sure there's still going to be an election.
It's funny because I've just been talking to a bunch of my friends. They all feel the same. It's like either it hit them earlier in the week or later in the week. It's just the overwhelming effect of the stress and anxiety going into this next week of just like what's going to happen, the imminent danger that's going to be impeding on our country.
Well, I think for...
I'm legitimately anxious and scared.
For probably like 70-75% of the people in the country, it really doesn't matter that much. You know, but the media likes to...
doesn't matter to them.
Well,
The world is going to burn.
I think it'll be fine. I think it's going to be the same as any other election. Remember the last election? The most important election in the history of the country, you know?
I mean, I can count a couple more elections were super important. The hanging chads. I mean, you know, the Al Gore, Florida vote, recount.
Exactly.
I'm just nervous about everything that's going to be going down.
Well, I'll give you a little security. The great thing about the United States is the Constitution. So it doesn't matter who's president.
It matters who's fucking president.
Their power is checked.
I agree, but like it matters who's fucking president. We're not getting into any politics because
I think we
care.
Did already.
Who is my president? It's still Bill Belichick. Jesus Christ. Bart Scott on Get Up this morning said that he wants Bill Belichick to be fired.
What?
He's calling for Bill Belichick, quote unquote, the GM.
Because
you know we talked about that on the last show. By the way, last show's was pretty much perfect.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So if you want to hear my epic rant, 20-minute rant on the New England Patriots and what's wrong with them, 4 slices of humble pie dissected between Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, the quarterbacks, and upper management.
It was
go
good.
Back. Yeah, it was perfect. And there's not really much that I can add this week outside of the idiocy that I'm hearing from every single media outlet. And it starts with Bart Scott. Bart Scott's the biggest fucking hater of all time. He literally has nothing nice to say about the Patriots, and he's always wrong.
There are a lot
because
of
guess
in,
what?
And-
hey, bro, guess what? You're representing the New York fucking Jets, who haven't been good in the last 20 years. Give me Chad Pennington, 2008. That's it. Congratulations. Your team is a 19.5-point underdog against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to get steamrolled once again. You want to say that you're calling out for Bill Belichick to be fired? Go suck it.
I know. Especially
such a suck it moment. And like,
especially
God.
When that
nothing makes
that
me
has,
more mad than seeing that shit.
That's the team that has Adam Gase as their head
coach. Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's week 8 and Adam Gase.
Yeah, it's week 8 and Adam Gase still has a job. We should make t-shirts like it's week blank and Adam Gase still has a job. You know what, Bart Scott, go bleep yourself.
Have you heard anything about him going anywhere either?
No,
I haven't heard anything.
They're standing pat with that guy, and a lot of news out of college football. Of course, Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID. We'll have an update on all of the gambling implications. We'll get to that aside. However,
sure.
Today's show is just going to be a rehash of me versus Will, Patriots versus Bills. The turmoil that's happening with the Patriots and some picks. We're just going to go down. It's just going to be a gambling show.
And there's no turmoil with the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, I mean, yeah. If you guys lose.
Oh, my God.
So what I've noticed more so than not, that you came in here outside of the anxiety. You're like, I'm stuck in traffic, boss. I'm like, just relax. I don't care. You know? So you come in here, no stress. The stress levels in your cortisol in that belly of yours just like just grew like the Oompa Loompa on Halloween. It's just like I said Bills, Patriots. It was just like
zoop. I'm shaking now. Just
you're really about nervous about this
it's,
game.
Well, I'm nervous about this game because we're going up against Big Brother. I mean, it's like a
and you
a
don't
Tom
have
Brady-less Big Brother, but at the same time, our rush defense is so bad, and that's like the only thing the Patriots can do moderately well.
70 mile per hour winds, possible rain flurries,
definitely
and
rain.
Snow. 70 mile per hour winds. I was listening to sports radio, and they said the last time that there was a horrendous game like this up in Buffalo, it was 2002 or 2001, and they had to bring out something to harness the goalposts to straighten them out.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the goalpost was tilted. They were trying to kick a field goal.
It's football weather.
Yeah, it's football weather, and you know what? That's one thing I will say. Bill Belichick thrives in football weather. You want to go straight bully ball? That's what this New England Patriots team was built to do. The reason that they signed Joe Tooney, they made him sign the franchise tag, and they somewhat have some continuity on that offensive line. Yeah, they better pound. They better ground and pound. They better ground and pound. Get back to the basics. RPOs. Get Cam Newton, you know, out and running.
Yeah.
Because they don't have Julian Edelman for some time. It's exactly what we said in the last. I said, give me all of the basic act. Jacoby Myers, Isaiah Zubers, and why do I always blank on like the third receiver?
Because you don't know who they are.
Exactly. So yeah, all the basic wide receivers, getting Nikhil Harry out of there.
This is the game though that if the Patriots do get their offense going, it's gonna be this game just because of how bad the Bills defense has been.
Yeah.
Throughout the last, you know, 2-3 weeks. I mean, they played okay in the second half against the Jets, but it's the Jets. There's essentially a bye week. They didn't cover. I was pretty pissed about that. But overall, like, no Julian Edelman. It's going to be a low-scoring game. I think we both know that.
Yeah. Well, and you're also taking away, as Bill says, as the Patriots always do, you take away your opponent's best weapon, and that's Josh Allen's arm. So in a situation, it's his arm and his legs. This is not going to be a pass heavy game. I think you can agree with that. Just given on the weather. So, I mean, Mother Nature and the football gods are already swinging this in the Patriots' favor. To be honest, I'm going to take the Patriots in this game, but I have absolutely zero and no expectations, little to none expectations on this team, because the news of the week, outside of the Patriots being terrible, and after that rant, I'm sitting here on Thursday. I was like, what is there to talk about? Yeah, so apparently, according to Albert Breer, the Patriots are taking a flyer on just about everyone
on
the team.
Everyone.
No, I wouldn't say fire sale, but they are listening. For the first time in God knows how long, 2 decades, they're literally listening to...
Since Drew Bledsoe, probably, right?
Probably. Well, so Drew Bledsoe, when Tom Brady came in, he signed some 7-year, $100 million deal.
Yeah, I know. Buffalo got the residuals.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't even know where my train of thought was going with that, but...
You're just rattled at this game. I mean, this game, this is going to be a really... I think it's going to be a really great game.
Because
Bill Belichick back up against the wall. People are calling for his fucking job, which is absolutely...
I mean, well, all the morons in the world are calling for his job. Literally, Bart Scott can suck it.
Is Bart Scott the guy who...
can't wait.
Patriots defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he's got... Or yeah, he's great.
No, he's a hot
not.
Taker. I'm taking
his
side.
His hot takes are
this.
Steaming.
Get
piles
Bell out of
shit.
There.
Literally, that's the bit. That's the most hot take. Every time some loser Jets fan or someone who's a Jets alumnus comes out and just drops some hot take about the Patriots sucking, they always prove them wrong. So thanks for the double jinx. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Patriots in this one, even though last week I did want to take the 49ers. I kind of knew that was coming. I think Bill Belichick, when his back's up against the wall, it always turns out in New England's favor. So there goes that. Julian Edelman going to be out for a decent amount of time. We also saw, you know, if I might make fun of all the media.
Sure. I like doing that.
So Adam Schefter just always gets everything right.
Yeah.
And then Ian, like minutes later, basically confirming on the source that he sees that Adam confirmed something. And I worked with Ian, so I kind of have a hunch about that, but
Could be a little Napoleonic syndrome.
Oh, no. It's a massive Napoleon syndrome. I had Ian Rappaport bawl me out and scream and curse at me because I had sent him a screenshot about some news that I was waiting on.
Sure.
I was in
San Francisco. Back when you were in the
news breaking business. Yeah, I was in San Francisco, and I happened to be there for the last game. This is when they fired Chip Kelly and their general manager. So they did a double fire sale at the you know, on Black Monday.
Oh, yeah.
But Schefter broke the news the day before the game, and I had sent a screenshot to Ian. I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Also being excited that I was going to be in San Francisco for this entire press conference, so I would be in the midst of a big story. And he lost his fucking mind. And he was also too angry that Schefter had broke the story before him, to the point that his wife, Ian's wife, had to get on the phone and was like, you better apologize to this girl.
No shit.
Yeah, so she texted me and she was like, you know that I had him apologize. He hates Adam Schefter so much that, like, it makes his skin crawl.
Well,
it's just so funny because since, what was it? Since free agency at the beginning of quarantine in March or so, started putting alerts. I have alerts on Schefter, Ian, and Mike Garofalo just so that I don't miss anything. And it's actually helped me be really on top of things. It's like Adam breaks a story and then Ian will double up and just be like, yeah, source confirms. But really the source confirms is that Adam confirmed the source. So yesterday, Jeff Howe had a story first of The Athletic to say that Julian Edelman was going to be out, had something wrong with his knee. It was going to be out for some time. So Schefter comes in and I'm listening. I'm literally driving back from Providence yesterday, like listening to this whole thing go down. It was like an explosion. Schefter comes on, says Julian Edelman has had a procedure done. He should be missing some time. So a procedure. Ian comes out and literally confirms or writes a new story. Julian Edelman has surgery. He will be out for it. So he takes it to that next step.
And it turns out he just got some gel injected.
He got some, basically, he has had some bone on bone stuff. Oh, and by the way, yeah, Mike Giardi, who's the Patriots reporter, often conflicts with Ian's reports. Because, like, that's how fucked up the workflow is there at NFL Network. So, yeah, he basically has had some bone-on-bone issues. He had some gel injected into the meniscus, and he should be missing some time. Good. Let him sit.
Yeah.
I don't think that he should be out there. He's such a gamer. And for as much as people are like, ship him out, sell high, the guy's going to be leaving anyways. The Patriots, they're going to be selling at the trade deadline, and I don't care what anyone says. Like, they're not going to be trading Julian right now, but
They're not going to be buyers.
Stephon Gilmore's house is on the market. Apparently, he has some knee tweak that should be minor. I maybe they're just saying that just to make the.
It's just a. I'd say
just to just to make
the,
his
hold on to the trade piece. Don't let him get hurt. If there's anything going on there,
I'd be. Well, why? I want to get rid of him now. I want to. If I can get a first round pick for Stephon Gilmore, please.
I doubt you'll get a second. I think that's how important capital is.
I will take Will Fuller for a third round in 2 seconds. Like that's a give me some speedy mid range wide receiver. That the Patriots are not good. They're just going to, they could draft all of the SEC receivers they want.
Yeah.
I would rather take someone who is experienced and knows the playbook, and I think Bill would too.
I think that they actually, like, James White would be a good piece to move. I think you could actually get some
good. Oh, no, they can't do that after everything that happened to him recently. Yeah, no, that's brutal.
I know that, but I'm just looking down their roster and looking at players that other teams would actually be interested in.
No, I'm not training James White. That's
not much.
No.
They're taking calls on everybody.
They're taking calls on everyone. So that's the state of the Patriots, and this is a must-win game for them. If they fall 2-6, 2-5, 2-6, I don't know. Yeah, really, like, the season begins and ends with this weekend.
Yeah, this is a massive game for both teams.
If they lose this weekend and maybe beat the Jets, it's over for them, and they can start thinking about next year.
I love how, like, depleted you are, though. You're like, maybe beat the Jets. Like, they're not going to be 10-point favorites.
I don't care. So let's get to some picks.
You know what I want to talk about the game last night? Kind of boring. I cursed Teddy.
Someone almost headhunted Teddy Bridgewater. Did you jinx him?
Dude, I don't know. Since I started riding him, it's been 3 straight losses.
So Then listen, don't listen to Will on his
picks.
Listen
to, don't listen. No, I mean about good quarterbacks, except Josh Allen. Listen to my picks.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, we talked about Raheem Morris being a good luck charm.
Yeah.
You got to defense to play. You get Julio Jones or Matt Ryan back on their game. The Falcons are going to be a good team.
They're loaded.
I'm not surprised that they won. I didn't make any picks for that game last night, so I'm just going to take a zero.
Yeah, I got lucky. I went.
Yeah, didn't you? Tell everyone what you did.
Hit Atlanta money line, parlayed with the under there.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, let's get to the picks.
So we're
2-0
so far.
Yeah, 2-0. Awesome.
Okay. I'll do a little college first. Why not?
Yeah. Why don't you go through your college spiel? Because Maryland is a 20-point underdog to Minnesota. I would say take Minnesota with the points and the over. Because Minnesota's probably going to put up 65 points against Maryland.
I'm not sure. Minnesota didn't
what an embarrassing
that great
people, you know, Maryland lacrosse school. What an embarrassing display
is kind
of
a
football. I fire Mike Locksley. Tua Tagovailoa's brother actually sucks.
Yeah, he's not good.
He's actually not
good at
all.
He's got the same last name. He was at Bama.
He's very bad.
Bama transfer.
No wonder they got
him. They threw him a bone and then
no wonder
Tua
they
leaves
got
and he's
him.
Gone. Okay, so college this weekend, the big news, obviously, Trevor Lawrence is out. That's only shifted the line 7 points. So we're going to go Clemson minus 24. They've got the number one quarterback recruit from the class of 2020 still in their bench, and he's been playing okay, but I think he's going to ball out this weekend against BC. Next, we've got a two-leg teaser. We're going to buy 5.5 points from Ohio State. Right now, they're at minus 10.5. We're going to bring that down to minus 6.5. They're obviously going on the road against Penn State. We're going to give Wisconsin those 5.5 points at Nebraska, making them a minus 8.5 favorite. I repeat, that's a two-leg teaser. If you don't know what those are, look it up. And
so I'm just like, I'm not paying attention. I'm just listening.
Yeah,
you
just
sound,
letting me go.
You sound like it sounds like elevator music.
I mean, it is. I'll probably throw some elevator music underneath this. Anyway, for my last pick, these are all locks, by the way. Western Kentucky at BYU. BYU is a minus 28.5 point favorite. I picked them last week. They were playing late night.
Western Kentucky, Jeff Brohm's offense. You know that he was one of the first quarterbacks in the XFL?
I didn't know that. That's a fun fact.
Jeff, I covered a couple of Western Kentucky games. Yeah, he's they always have a high-powered offense, so don't count him out.
Yeah, but they're playing against the Mormon Missiles, and those guys fucking rip.
Something they don't do in the bedroom.
Yes. Okay, let's do some NFL picks?
Yeah, let's do some NFL picks. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. The Ravens are a 4-point favorite. I'm taking the Ravens on this one. I think they're going to need a lot of people not named Lamar Jackson to run the ball, and they're going to get it.
Yeah, J.K.?
J.K.
Need him.
Dobbins.
Need him.
Pittsburgh's going to try desperately to use Chase Claypool, by the way, big tongue twister.
Chase Claypool
to start that offense early and often. Benny Snell.
Connor
James,
and Snell?
Because James Connor is out.
Has two first names.
The Ravens defense, you put a good offense up against a good defense. The Ravens are going to come out on top on this one and cover the spread.
Yeah, not a lot of points either, I don't think. I think it'll be like a 21-14, 21-17
game. Yeah, so take the under on that game. The Jets and Kansas City, my God.
Big old favorites.
I wonder what Bart Scott predicted for this game. Piece of shit.
Jets can spread.
Well, so I think the Jets are going to cover. It's a 19.5-point spread. They're the winless. They are the dog house worst team in the NFL. Possibly will be the worst team in the NFL next year. What else can you say about this game? Sam Darnold played slightly better last week. You're going up against the reigning Super Bowl champions. They're firing on all cylinders. I take Kansas City with this, a no-doubter, but I do think the Jets will cover.
Yeah, I think that the Jets will cover too, just because I think that Kansas City will treat it a little bit like Buffalo did last week, kind of a bye week type situation. The Jets are bad, but...
Jets are hella bad.
You know, they might get a win this year.
I don't know. What, against the Bengals?
That's what I'm thinking.
Do they even play the Bengals?
Nope.
I'm not sure.
I don't think they do.
Then they're going to go winless.
I'm pretty sure they play the NFC West and...
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, it's a real shit year to go winless because the AFC East is playing the NFC West, and it's a pretty brutal schedule, at least right there. Going over to Seattle, do they have to go to Seattle or Seattle? Whatever. It's so unimportant and not even relevant to anything that we're talking about this podcast. No. I would take the over on the 49-point over under.
Interesting.
I would, only because the Kansas City Chiefs are just going to be ripping points on them.
Yeah, it's a stat game. It's either going to be a stat game or a bye week.
It's at Kansas City, so you're missing all the bad weather over here.
That's a factor.
On the East Coast.
Yeah, we're getting pumped right now with the snow.
This is not Buffalo weather, though.
No.
It's going to get bad in Buffalo. My next game, Minnesota at Green Bay, -6.5-point favorites for the Packers. I mean, this is a gimme.
It seems for like...
anyone that's picking games, take this and the points. The Vikings defense is the third worst defense in all of football. Aaron Rodgers and that offense, again, we've said it so many goddamn times. So we had a shit game against Tom Brady in the Bucs. That defense is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Came back next week, threw 4 touchdowns.
And they play really good against bad teams. Green Bay
especially
does.
When they're within the division. They love to beat up on bad teams.
For sure. I like that pick.
That's an easy one.
I like that pick, but it being at 6.5 makes me a little bit nervous. I kind of wonder what's going on there with the Lions. Maybe it's a weather thing. Could be, potentially.
They're not playing in Green Bay. Possibly.
The 6.5 kind of scares me. I might do a teaser with that. But I don't know.
I take the Packers and the points. I think that's my lock of the week. And lock I would take week? The over on 50.5.
Overs. I don't even have
Or you know marks. What? I'm going to take the under on this one. Sorry. Take that back. Under 50.5. Because I think they're just going to win handedly. I think
like a
35-10
game or something.
Yeah, something like that. My fourth game, Indy at Detroit. Indy is a 3-point favorite. This is probably one of the best matchups of the week.
I was just about to say, this is kind of a stinker.
No, it's not a stinker.
I won't be watching.
No, definitely not a stinker. Phillip Rivers has shown what he can do late in games, that he still has that comeback gene. We saw that against the Cincinnati Bengals, but they were like down 21 points, and he came back to rally that Colts team and win. Detroit has scored over 26 points in 3 out of the last 4 games. So, this is going to be a high-scoring game, but the Colts also have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Look it up. The numbers say it best. I think that Indy wins this game. Even though it's in Detroit, climate-controlled, in Ford Fields, I just don't see the Detroit Lions winning their 4th straight game. Otherwise, there's going to be a mutiny in the NFC North.
You could probably say that, yeah.
I just don't see it happening at all. I know that Matt Patricia is fighting for his job, but there's only so much luck that you can have going into the season, especially when it's week 8. My next pick, Vegas against Cleveland. Cleveland is a 2.5-point favorite. I'm taking Cleveland outright. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a huge fucking game. A lot of people are calling for his head after what happened with Odell Beckham. I think that Vegas, they just continue to tank. This is one of those teams continually, especially when this is a John Gruden run team. That year after year, we see the flashes of them being decent early in the season.
Yeah,
I think that they're going to be starting to fall apart. And their defense is going to be the reason that they continue to tank. More strength, more power to Baker Mayfield. I will take Cleveland with this pick. And I'm going to take the under. It's 50.5. Yeah. Going to take the under on that.
I think Cleveland's hit most of their overs, though, this year.
Really?
Yeah, except the Steelers game. We'll see. We'll see what happens. 50.5 is a lot. We were talking like all these over under, all these totals are pretty spot on. Like I could see either happening in basically every game that we got on the slate mm-hmm. here. So
all right.
You're going to have to pick and choose here.
You're going to have to pick. Yeah. Pick your battles and your chooses. That doesn't make.
What?
I don't know. Dallas at Philly.
Yeah.
Jeez. Philly's a 9-point favorite.
No business.
This must be so exciting for them down there. Doug Peterson, you have Second Life. Dallas is 0-7 against the spread for the first time in like forever. I saw that stat. I think Schefter tweeted that out. It's gonna continue to rain and snow and sleet.
Well, when
all over the Dallas Cowboys.
When your offense can only put up 3 points against a Washington football team.
Oh, man.
I mean, I can't say that. The Washington football team, their defense has surprised, I think, a lot of people. They move around.
Dallas
they fly
just,
around.
Didn't they just move Everson Griffin to the Lions?
Yeah, I think they did.
That happened on Tuesday night. I mean, this was their huge offseason signing.
Basically.
Everson Griffin from the Vikings. That was like a big news early in the season. What they just shipped him off.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do something if you're that
team. Bad teams are going to do that. You saw the exact same thing happen with the Jaguars earlier this week. So, yeah, those are my six picks for me.
Okay, I'll give you my six. Tennessee, they're a minus 5.5 point favorite going on the road. Cincinnati, I like Tennessee minus 5.5. I don't love Tennessee minus 5.5. Cincinnati,
you
obviously.
You like them or you don't?
I like
Spit
them.
Spit it out.
Don't love them.
You like them, don't love.
Yeah, I so like them, don't love them.
Pink Rose.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. Because Cincinnati's shown that they can hang with teams, and it's just going to be a matter of if they can keep Joe Burrow upright. I can very easily see Cincinnati covering. I just don't think they're going to. I think Tractor Cito, Derrick Henry, he's going to control the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think Tennessee is pretty unstoppable at this point in the season. I know that I picked them to lose against the Steelers, but... You know, against easy teams, that's what championship teams are gonna do. They're gonna take care of the easy ones, and that's I agree with you.
Okay,
Tennessee.
Yeah, and over 53.5 points. Cincinnati, much like who are we just talking about? Fuck, Cincinnati, much like Cleveland. I guess it must be an Ohio theme. They've hit most of their overs, so I like that 53.5 number.
Okay,
LA Rams going on the road to face Miami. Tua starting.
This is Tua's big, big debut, and it's against a defense that's going to be a little scary, like Halloween.
Yeah, defense that features, I don't know, Aaron Donald. He could get pumped. I don't know how the Rams are only a 3.5 point favorite here, seeing as they play in the best division in football. I like them big, at least a touchdown, maybe 10 points, and I like the under 46 points.
Okay.
We're going to stay in L.A. Well, not really stay in L.A. because it's a Denver game. Altitude.
That's
so you know that's
so
going to play a factor.
Okay, you got it.
We got the L.A. Chargers, minus 3 points. Favorite on the road against Denver. I like the Chargers. Justin Sherbert, just keep it going. 44.5 points over.
Over.
Altitude.
Over.
Altitude.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. The next one, I like this one a lot. Home dog, Chicago. New Orleans is coming to town. I like Chicago.
Oh,
yeah, I like Chicago. I think they're going to be able to run the ball on New Orleans. A lot of teams have been able to. And I just think that Chicago's defense is something that New Orleans hasn't seen yet.
I picked them to upset the Rams last week, but the Rams steamrolled them. I still think that Chicago is a very good team.
I mean, their defense is elite.
Yeah.
Elite. Whenever a team has Khalil Mack, it's going to be
okay.
Gonna be elite.
So you're picking them to upset the Saints?
No, I think they'll lose by 3, but I think they'll cover.
Okay.
Yeah, and under 43.5.
So be specific about that, homie.
Hey, I mean, if I'm telling you I'm picking something, it's against the spread unless I say money.
Okay, all right.
I gotcha. All right. San Francisco's a road dog at Seattle. I like them plus 3.
Okay.
No, the only reason why is they just looked like a Super Bowl team last week. Offense, defense, special teams. They looked really good. They were playing against the Patriots. We've talked about them at nauseam. But San Francisco, Jimmy G, I like it. My last pick, I'll go with just the Monday night game we got. Tampa Bay, 10.5 point favorites on the road against the Giants. I don't see a way that they don't cover.
It's going to be Antonio Brown's first game.
Sick. I'm really happy about that. I just think, I mean, they've got so many weapons on offense, and their defense flies around and hits. They're just a good football team.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. What do you want to do for Halloween?
Well,
give out some candy, some trick-or-treat or some shit.
I just want to ask a question.
Sure.
One of my favorite candies is Tootsie Pops. I love Tootsie Pops. I love them, and we'll go in the CVS aisle, and we'll go through, like, kind of the window of the bags and see how many reds and blues are in there. I have maybe 12 brown Tootsie Pops on the side in my cabinet. Find me one person in the United States that's favorite flavor for Tootsie Pops is chocolate.
They say there are about 1,100 of them active at any time in the U.S., and those are serial killers.
Who the hell? I just don't understand. Cancel the chocolate Tootsie Pop.
That's like liking...
Just period.
That's like liking Almond Joy also.
Oh, that was... Yes. Wow.
Black licorice.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Great minds think alike. I was listening to like the worst candy bar.
Oh, yeah.
Mounds and Almond Joy are probably one of the worst candy bars ever. Even though my specialty is coconut macaroons. I make amazing. I mean, that people like anything, fight coconut, over them, but like water, those, get yeah. It but all, if, get it's, away from me. if it's prepackaged, coconut, it's just it's chewy and it's oh gosh, it's terrible.
But can we talk about positive stuff? What's your favorite candy?
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger?
Hands down.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with sour Skittles.
No.
Yeah.
Sour watermelons.
Sour water, like the Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch watermelons.
I like that.
Go back. Okay. Like one that. Up me.
Kit Kat bars.
Twix bars over Kit Kat.
Okay, I'll give you that. Fuck, dude. You know, I'm fat. I should know candy.
Yeah, why do I know better? Because I have the biggest sweet tooth ever.
Yeah, I am, like I said, fat, but I really don't have that much of a sweet tooth.
See, that's a good thing.
I just love meat, like fat meat.
I know, you just like cheese and beef.
Yeah, love it.
I was like, can I get you a healthy wrap? Last week you were like, I'll get a...
I'll get a chicken pesto on a baguette.
No, you literally... Oh, no, this was a pepperoni calzone.
Oh, yeah, I was like, pepperoni calzone.
I go, can you please choose something else? No, pepperoni calzone.
No, I eat like a 10-year-old. Basically, yep. I love chicken tenders and fries. Last night I had a grilled ham and cheese and onion rings.
Will comes in and he says, I had the best dinner ever. I went out, my buddy bought me dinner. I had 4 whiskeys.
Hennessy's. Cognac.
Ew, disgusting.
So good. Yummy.
All right, you still didn't answer my question.
It's got to be a New York.
Best old school candy bar, and I'll say this because an ode to the summer camp that I went to, Sky Bars. Have you ever had a Sky Bar?
Never.
So Sky Bar is an old school, like 50-year-old Necco candy. It has 4 sections. It's milk chocolate. It has 4 sections. It's peanut butter, marshmallow, chocolate, and caramel. So it has just like these, the Ooh. Little, yeah. That was a big thing at our camp. Our camp director, like, he used to help have us collect them. And we weren't, you know, it was basically a glorified fat camp. And
that sounds really
for
good.
A bunch of rich girls. And we were not allowed to eat candy or sugar.
Sleeper
Until
candy.
Sleeper candy.
I got a sleeper candy for you. This is more like an adult candy bar, but Heath bars.
I do. Okay, so
those are fucking delicious.
I was listening. Heath bar is my favorite topping for candy.
But I didn't like them
for
until
ice cream.
I was like 24.
Well, because I love toffee. Like I love anything candy. That's gonna stick in my teeth and make me like pull it out.
Yeah, I mean at this point, because of the years of cigarette smoking, I think if I were to eat anything like that, my teeth would just fucking come out with the taffy. But just a regular Heath bar.
Oh, what do you think about saltwater taffy?
If you eat too much, fucking delicious.
If you
man.
Eat too much saltwater taffy, Dolly's? you're gonna have a severe laxative effect.
You're a Maryland girl. Dolly's.
I've never
saltwater
had
Saltwater taffy. You've never had it?
No.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to bring you a box. It's so
I
good.
I love saltwater
it's so
taffy.
So good. I got my family for family vacation, we used to go down to Ocean City all the time.
Jelly beans. Jelly belly.
I'll pass
juicy
on,
pear.
I'll pass unless they're the Jolly Rancher jelly beans.
No, the Jelly Belly jelly beans, like traditional, I used to buy 2 pounds of those and we would just eat them for weeks. Yeah, love them.
What was your favorite, I mean, we'll switch gears, but stay on Halloween. What was your favorite costume that you ever had as a kid?
My favorite I'll tell you this. So I'm wearing a Storm costume.
Yeah.
I might just like promote the show by just posting a sexy picture of me in this Storm costume, which is literally falling off of me.
I was going to say, you might have to like, I might have to help you out, like pull it in the back and get that shit tight.
It's funny because the girl, I hate this girl, but she fixed the back of my costume to make it tight. And now it's literally like falling off of me. Just goes to show how much weight I've lost in the last
And I'm
years.
The exact opposite. Anything that I put on now, it just doesn't fit at all.
Favorite costume?
Yeah.
I hate Halloween just because my freshman year in college, I mean, I've always been bigger than I thought that I was. All these costumes are all about like having super skinny, rail thin legs. It didn't matter. All the girls had like beer bellies and shit. If you had like these tiny ass legs, you'd fit well in any costume. I just never fit into any of the costumes. And so I hated Halloween. I wanted to avoid it because I didn't want to wear any slutty costumes because I just looked terrible.
So you're...
jealous of this girl. There's a girl named Danny Epstein who was one of my really good friends in college. And she just like looked fantastic in every slutty costume possible. And I just was like, I can't. I don't like Halloween. But that's a lie. I mean, I still do. I have a
I was going to say, you seem pretty fucking excited for Halloween. You also were trying to do some Halloween shit like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I know because I didn't know it was going to snow on Halloween. And I thought people were actually, I was invited to two Halloween parties and then they canceled them last minute.
This is kind of crazy.
COVID just sucks.
Yeah, it's just COVID just ruined everything. It's made everything suck. I'm pretty sure COVID is the reason why it's snowing right now, too.
I think so.
Sources close to the vest are telling
me. I know. I think it's because I'm wearing a storm costume.
That is potentially more likely.
So my favorite costume, I don't know. I'd have to like go back to when I was a kid. There was always this epic costume that when I was in third grade, my best friend, her name was Biz. Still one of the best nicknames for a best friend since we were three years old.
It's a great nickname.
So she had red hair. Auburn red hair, not like the super red hair.
Okay.
And so she dressed up like Pippi Longstocking one year and put her hair in braids and then took a wire from a hanging wire, you know,
a coat hanger,
and stuck it through so it was sticking out. And so I was a hippie. And I had like just like the worst hippie costume ever, but I had a tie-dye shirt and like John Lennon glasses and like we would go trick-or-treating and they were like, oh, Pippi Longstocking and you're like some weird chick.
And a dirty hippie.
They were like, oh, and you're like some cool girl. Like they couldn't figure it out. I was like, I'm a fucking hippie. How do you not understand?
I think being a hippie is more of a state of mind than it is actually.
Oh yeah. I should have just walked around. What do you think would happen if I walked around with a joint? Just like a fake joint.
I think you'd be fine, honestly.
Like 20 years ago?
When you're in third grade?
I should have just done that. Be like, yo, I'm Willie Nelson. Sup?
Hey.
Hey.
Got your banjo?
I have a Fembot costume that's sitting on my bed right now that I just would really like to wear, but it's glorified lingerie.
That wasn't for me.
No. Oh, my God. That just gave me Oh, for you. Oh, my God. My mind just went in the gutter.
Yo, dude.
Oh, my God.
You did not just think about that. Get that out of your fucking
Holy
head.
Holy shit. No, but why that's did you nasty. Just say that? Ew.
No,
oh, my
I
God.
Meant, is that for me, like me wearing it?
No.
Obviously.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That really freaks me out. Well, maybe you have. Maybe I'm just gonna. No, I don't want to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
Ew,
that. It's
gross.
It's lingerie.
Oh my God.
Extra feathers.
I've always been a cat. I mean, that's just the easiest thing. Just put some cat ears on. And that's it.
Sure. Sure.
I think the last time I wore this complete, like, what is this? It's a bodysuit, a black bodysuit. I was a cat.
Very.
I had
cool.
ears.
You know.
Wings.
You know what's tough. Is like
it's just the easiest. I just go with like the easiest one because every time that I buy these like Leg Avenue outfits, I have a Maverick. What is this?
Talking
yeah,
to the mic.
Top Gun. I have a Top Gun outfit here.
I love Top Gun. It's probably
Top Gun. It comes with interchangeable name badges, Goose and Maverick.
Oh,
Maverick always.
Yeah.
Maverick forever.
I'm a big Goose guy though.
You must be a big Goose vodka person. All right, what was your favorite costume?
I was one of those weird kids who, like, I would tell my mom what I wanted to be for Halloween, and then she'd go about, like, making a costume.
Oh, that's really nice. See, my mother had no, like, she had, like, no fashion sense in any sense of
it. It is nice, but all the other kids had, like, cool costumes that their parents, like, bought at the store, and my mom, like, went to Joann's Fabrics with me, and, like, we bought some, like, fucking, I was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but at school, they obviously didn't let us bring our lightsabers. So yeah. I was just wearing a fucking robe. I felt like Moses.
That's
cute. And I felt very stupid. But when we went trick-or-treating
yeah.
and I got to use the lightsaber, you fucking know I was slinging that bitch around.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
I bet Will Obi-Wan was just like in his own world. And they're like, hey, do you want to go? Your mom had to carry
I think
your,
I shit my pants that night,
Your mom, what?
I'm just trying to think about no. That was
oh
Darth
my
Vader.
God.
That was Darth Vader.
Oh my
Halloween.
God! Can we not?
We can. No, we're talking about we're going down memory lane.
I remember this. In seventh grade, we were like my friends in high school. We were like the mean girls. We had like literally.
Did you ever go TPing?
Oh, I got my house TP'd every time when I made varsity. They TP'd my house so bad that they stole like 5 bikes, left them in the front lawn. They like destroyed my house with toilet paper. And then, so then my mom was like, this is the most embarrassing thing. She called the police department just to pick up the bikes in case someone had them stolen. And it got written up in the fucking police report. And then the captains of the team at the next team dinner, like read it out loud. Like, oh, resident on Bruce Road and blah, blah, blah. And oh my God, I was mortified. Anyways, the last time that I had a great outfit, let's say, oh yeah, this was great. I was like we were angels and devils, and it was all of like the popular girls, like, and we brought the picture in school. That's like the
sluttiest you can get.
Oh yeah, no, we were, and we were running around the flats. The flats in Winchester are like, that was like where the bad kids went, you sure, know, but sure. It was like big and vast, and we could just do whatever we want, drinking, doing whatever nonsense we were doing.
Yeah, whatever high school kids.
So did. We had this couple of the pictures, and they put it up in school, and like those pictures got like ripped up on the floor. Like all the other girls were just like, screw these bitches.
Screw these bitches.
Yes. But I don't know. I guess we won.
In college, I was Alan from The Hangover. I had the flow.
That just makes so much sense with the baby.
I had the flow going. Yeah.
I'm just, exactly. No, but like you have the flow going right now. You're asking me to pay for your haircut, but I just don't think you're going to get your haircut.
No, ever. I'm definitely not going to get my haircut. But I wore like one of those front baby things and had a baby.
I can just, that's the most appropriate outfit ever. Jacking off his
little weenus the whole time. But no, that was a good one.
Is there an explicit tag on this pod today? There is,
yeah. But no, I blacked out that night, so I don't really remember much from it. But, I was a bundle of grapes when I was at prep school. That was pretty good. I just got a bunch of green and purple colored balloons. Yeah, and just put them on myself.
Yeah, I think it's funny. My friend Aaron just posted a picture of him when he was a kid, and he was a bundle of grapes.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
It's a really easy one. I was a good DIY. I was a beetle one year.
Like John Lennon.
No, I had like a
like an actual beetle.
I had like a top hat. There's just a picture because when I was little, I didn't know how to smile. So my mother, I just for the some reason.
Hold on, can we go back to that statement? When I was little, I didn't know how to smile. What the fuck are you talking about?
I every time my mom's like, "Cheese, say smile," you know, smile.
Oh, you couldn't smile on command.
I thought that smiling like I put my jaw like sideways. And my mom was like, "What's wrong with my kids?" So like all these pictures of when I was little, like just literally like my jaw is sideways. She even took me to the pediatrician. Was like, "What's wrong with my child?" So there's a picture of me in this beetle costume with a Tootsie Pop out of my mouth with my like mouth sideways. I think that's the extent of the scary costumes. I'm not really into scary movies. I was
actually just about to ask you that.
I hate scary movies. I hate them. I don't like being scared. Well, we were kind of
watching one like a month ago. Oh my God. And yeah, you were not about that. I love it. I love it. Like the more.
What was the devil? What was the devil? The Devil
All the Time.
Oh, this movie. If anyone wants to watch a horror movie tonight, The Devil All the Time.
It's a mind fuck.
One of the most fucked up movies. Riley Coe is in this movie, and I have such a girl crush on this chick.
So is Spider-Man, Tom, whatever his name is. Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man.
The new Spider-Man. Well, Riley Coe is, if you don't know, she's an actress, but she's Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
She's the hot one, right?
In the movie? Yes. She's okay. Elvis Presley's granddaughter. She's basically like Lisa Marie Presley, but like less trashy.
Elvis Presley's granddaughter, that's like fucking royalty.
I know. Her brother just died. I think he died of a drug overdose. It's really sad. She's a really fantastic actress. So watch that movie. I watched, what was it, last year I was in L.A. with my friend, my best friend, and we watched American Psycho for the first time. I think that's kind of...
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
No, I love that movie too, because that's totally the type of guy that I like. Like, I just
friend,
was like...
I have a friend who is just straight up that guy. I just was totally
like, wow.
Oh my God.
I really was just like, I was just infatuated by... Who's
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. I was just was like, wow, he's so hot. He's
a phenomenal actor.
He's so good, and... In this movie, it was enough like horror. It was enough. No, it just wasn't. It's not. How do you describe it?
Was,
so like Blair Witch Project is like.
That's
like
a horror movie.
It's suspenseful, but it's not horror.
Oh, okay. Well, I would call this like.
No, that was a suspenseful movie.
It was almost like fantasy American Psycho.
Yeah, a fantasy suspenseful movie. That's about as scary as I get. I can't. Like, I can't. I physically cannot watch it. I close my eyes and I cover it.
You've got to see them in theaters. They just smack different. Like, even going back to, like, the old school horror movies, like Jaws, the theater around my house does, like, a throwback, like, Thursday
or whatever. Oh, I love that. Yeah, and in L.A., they did that, too. There was the rooftop of someplace on Melrose, and it was, like, a silent theater. So I was, like, I was with this guy, and we, like, sat in these, like, little, like, cool pods and just watched
just watch an old school movie.
Watched an old school movie, and they did that all month. I thought that was a great idea.
But no, I saw Jaws in theaters, and it was fucking great. It was way better than watching it on TV. And I think like I saw this is a deep cut, but like Quarantine. I don't know if you've ever heard of that movie.
It's like an wow! I never want to watch that movie ever. Quarantine?
Well, yeah. So.
Why would anyone in 2020 want to watch a movie called Quarantine?
Holy shit, I didn't even realize that. Well, it's about just one building that got quarantined because there's like a rabies virus that can be passed on to humans. You know, rabies can't really be passed on.
Are you sure it's not called Airborne? I'm positive. I saw that movie when I was 7 years old.
It's not Airborne.
On my birthday. That was a great job, Mom.
Dexter's sister from Dexter is in that movie.
I'm just not a horror movie person at all.
So I don't do it. Nightmare on Elm Street, no Freddy, no Halloween.
Nope.
I love all those. They get me. They hit the spot.
I will watch stand up comedy in a comedy movie or SportsCenter. I'm really boring.
Mix in a nice Matthew McConaughey rom com. I'll take that.
Yum. Yes.
Fool's Gold.
Anything Matthew McConaughey is delish.
You know, after Dallas Buyers, so you know, I was also attracted to Matthew McConaughey, like pre-Dallas Buyers Club. It's a bit of a hard body, you know?
He's just...
But then he love, like, gave himself AIDS for a movie.
When he just opens his mouth with that Texas accent, I'm just like, yum.
Oh, yeah, I love what he has to say. Like, Dazed and Confused, like, he's phenomenal in that. I don't even want to try and do a Matthew McConaughey impression. He's just so goddamn cool.
I don't even know. I just still can't get the fact out of my head that you're like, is that Fembot costume for me? Oh my God.
Yeah, to wear, not to, yeah, come on. Get your head out of your fucking God. Ass.
Jesus. Well, next week Halloween will be over.
Yeah, it
will.
Do you
like my storm costume though? I kind of like.
I know you're just going to like wear that all day, just parade around, have your phone up here like.
Oh yeah, totally gonna drop this on Instagram. It's going to be the only promotion we're doing for the show.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to the show on Tuesday, please take a listen.
Yeah, go back and do that.
Go listen. And also, might I add, for those who are listening to this, if you have not rated, reviewed,
subscribed.
We would love the listeners and the loyal listeners of this show to rate and review this podcast, because on Apple Podcasts, it's just funny. First of all, if you don't have any haters, you're not doing anything right. But, you know, there's a bunch of like just one star reviews with no description.
Yeah, they just say like bad podcast. Well, yo, can you give us some fucking feedback? No.
Those came later. There was a bunch of just one star reviews from a bunch of haters. Congrats, cool. Like, if you're gonna rate my podcast one star, tell me why I suck. Yeah. And not like, oh, bad podcast, just bad. Cool.
That doesn't help us
at all. No, it doesn't. No, but not even that. It just makes you look stupid. It just goes to show like, hey, this podcast must be good because they have haters. So if you guys love the show, please rate, please review. Please like give us some feedback about how many games you've been winning.
Some sort of feedback.
I mean, that Will sucks on. I got a feedback
Why
review
does it
because
have
I've
to
been
be me?
I've been listening to the podcast. I just been catching up. Poor Will.
Well, poor me.
Poor Will.
You're hard on me, boss. But if you weren't hard on me, I wouldn't get any better.
I know. That's tough love. All right. We'll see you next week. That's all we got for the show. Happy motherfucking Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Stay warm.